Say the most I've got.
Hey, we're ready.
We get our meeting started. Stand and do the pledge, please. I pledge allegiance
to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands,
one nation,
under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
I have the clerk call the roll.
Wise.
Here.
Ballinger.
Here.
Edmonds.
Here.
Buchanan.
Here.
Srilik.
Here. Need a motion to approve our last meetings, March the 7th and March the 15th.
I'd make that motion.
Second.
Motion's been made and second. Any discussion on the meetings? Call the roll, please.
Ballinger.
Yes.
Edmonds.
Yes.
Buchanan.
Yes.
Wise.
Yes.
Srilik.
Yes. Have the clerk read the bills and payroll.
General Administration, $9,803.26. Economic Development, $1,605.27. Police, $6,519.63. Fire, $5,262.88. Street, $20,665.50. Parks, $37,791.28. Public Health and Safety, $374.44. Emergency Services, $105,294.38. Liability Insurance, $75. Garbage, $142.06. Cemetery, $1,580.81. Water Operations, $37,089.44. Sewer Operations, $4,554.20. Drug Enforcement, $1,480.92. Special Tax Allocation, TIF 1, $1,163.44. Waterman Extension Project Fund, $26,977.74. Warner Hospital and Health Services Operating Account, $523,423.92.
Thank you. I have a motion to approve the bills and payroll.
I move to approve the bills and payroll.
I'll second it.
Any discussion? Call the roll.
Edmonds.
Yes.
Buchanan.
Yes.
Wise.
Yes.
Ballinger.
Yes.
Srilik.
Yes. Anybody in the audience want to speak with the council? Take a moment. Anybody online, Steve, this evening?
There's one number I don't recognize. I don't know if they want to speak or not, Roger.
Okay. We'll give them a minute, see if they want to. Okay. All right. Thank you.
Thanks, sir. No problem.
I have a couple things this evening. One was the welcome signs. I did talk to K&K Graphics again today. They're going to come up with their diagram of how they're going to place the lettering and stuff on the signs and a formal quote. I'll have that so I can give it out before the next meeting. Does any of the council remember painting down at the pavilion, down at Douglas School Pavilion?
Mm-hmm.
You remember? That fell through the cracks, evidently. We didn't get that accomplished.
Right.
You want to take care of it, see if we can get that?
Yeah.
And looked like the shed roofs on the pavilion, the shingles are getting bad and they're leaking through into it. You might want to look at it.
Tomorrow, as soon as I get off work.
I knew we'd talked about it.
Yeah, we did.
It's been a couple of years ago, probably. Yeah, okay. That's all I've got. Public Affairs, we're going to do a reappointment to Fire Pension Board also.
Motion to reappoint Brandon Robinson to the Fire Pension Board, said term to expire April 1st, 2024.
I'd make that motion.
Second.
Motion's been made and second. Any discussion? Call the roll.
Buchanan?
Yes.
Wise?
Yes.
Ballinger?
Yes.
Edmonds?
Yes.
Strelick?
Yes. Move down to Streets and Public Improvement.
Yeah, this is first time back this month. They started picking up brush this week. And just want to remind everybody, please put everything that, like leaves and any yard waste in paper bags. And we'll pick them up, you know, once or twice a week at least. And then, of course, the brush is just once a week. And I want to say thanks to Ben for putting that notice out on your website. Appreciate that. So I think that's all I've got right now.
Okay. Public property.
I do not have a lot this evening. They've had a few leaks just in the last couple of days. They've had like three. Had a joint leak in and then a couple of leaks over on the east side. But they're just like normal. They're out there getting it done, and they're working as they can on the mapping system for the valves and the manholes and things that they've been working on. As weather's permitting and as time is permitting, they're working on that. And we are also working with the engineers on the computer system that runs the automated part of the plant. They're working up a estimate now on, you know, how we're going to change and move up into the future with that, so we can keep everything running and keep a system that we can keep updating without having to worry about it being obsolete and not having parts for it. So they're working on that. So other than that, that's all I have.
Okay. Health and safety.
I just want to remind everybody about the expo that's this Wednesday night out to the high school. Fire will have a booth. Police will have a booth. So everybody try to get out and see what Clinton's got. Have you guys thought any more about the golf carts? Everything going good? Changes? Ben, have you had any requests or anything on this stuff?
I can comment on that. The golf cart reinstatements and a few new ones here just in the last couple weeks as the weather's warmed up have been very positive. I would say that we have at our most registered about 30 golf carts. We've had most of those. You know, last year I think we had in the ballpark of 25 registered, so it has not gone skyrocket by any means. We've got just one or two new ones so far this year and some that haven't reinstated. So knock on wood, thanks to those responsible operators, we've not had any major issues with them. We do still continually, occasionally, get the request or the question about side-by-side or utility train vehicles. At this point, I would say that it is still my recommendation in the spirit of neighborhood vehicles that we keep that golf cart. You know, that's just my opinion. But so far, that's gone very well. I think, you know, we've had people buy them and sell them that it wasn't what they thought, or they might not use it like they thought they would. But we've got just a select handful of folks that you see ride them all the time. So I think it's been a positive thing, and no major issues that I can.
What are you thinking about the hours of operation? That's the biggest question I've had. They'd like to go a little longer.
I've gotten some too. So,
well, you know, that's a judgment call on your part. You know, the concerns that I have for slow moving vehicles on our roadways during the daytime is only enhanced by dark, and so. That's a judgment call on your part. I err on the side of caution, and so I have probably enjoyed, you know, knowing that they're not out there late at night. You know, we don't have golf carts leaving the bars at closing time, things of that nature. And So, you know, that's ultimately your call, but, you know, I do feel that our ordinance is designed, and from the get-go, all aspects of it have erred on the side of caution. We've not had any issues of violators and stuff late at night or anything like that, but that's something that you guys would just have to consider, I guess, and we'll work with whatever you decide.
I'd like you guys to think about if you want to extend the hours or not, take a month, whatever it takes to think about it.
I have myself personally, I don't own the cart anymore, so I can't say it's because I own the cart, but I would personally like to see extend a little bit. I mean, I know we talked about before the mopeds, you know, these golf carts are lit a lot, you know, they will go faster, but they are lit up. To me, golf carts seem like they're lit up better than what the mopeds are. So, and they run 24 hours a day, so.
I would agree with that statement, because my little scooter's got the one little red light and everything, and the golf carts have two or three. And
I'll only say that the state of Illinois will also allow you to run one of those on their roadway.
Yep.
The state of Illinois doesn't believe a golf cart's safe on theirs, so. That's a comparison that I always make, you know, when it comes to motorcycles versus golf carts and things, you know, there's a reason why they don't allow you to ride a golf cart or a neighborhood vehicle down a state highway. They're not willing to accept that liability for it. So, again, it's a judgment call on your part. You know, it's something that we could consider for a period of time, and if we have an issue with it, we can take it away. But while I have the floor for just a second, I want to expound on what Commissioner Buchanan put out this morning, just as a friendly reminder, asking the respect that with the warmer weather in spring, you know, it is a good opportunity to clean up yards and stuff. I will tell you that our department does intend to ramp up code enforcement to some degree. It's that time of year to go ahead and get those things cleaned up, that brush, those weeds, that garbage. You know, with the warmer weather, we do intend to increase our code enforcement, our proactivity of code enforcement. And with that said, you know, we have properties that we have continually battled year after year after year. We have done our part. I think that we've done a very nice job of trying to work with folks to gain compliance. We will continue to do that, but there also becomes a point with some that we've done what we can do. We have offered to help. We've given the warning. We've given ample time, and it's time for enforcement, and I intend to express that or
good.
Just wanted to give you a heads up on that. Appreciate the brush pickup and whatnot. I'm starting to see a lot of piles and stuff out there, so it's good to see people out there cleaning things up. So,
the enforcement side's not a popular thing, and some people are going to get aggravated, but you got to think of the neighbors beside them, all around them. So it's important that they do that.
I'd rather have one person upset than instead of five or six people around.
Well, you know, and understand that we hear from both sides.
Right. Yeah.
And, you know, it's difficult to argue with a person that points out, you know, enforcement that we have and wonder why that it's not being enforced. So, you know, there is with that, you know, I'm not going to get into great detail, but there's also miscommunication sometimes or misunderstandings of things that maybe people think are a violation that are not. When it comes to vehicles and parking and things of that nature, you know, we can't please everyone, and we don't have a rule for every single situation. But in terms of just being a responsible landowner, property owner, and taking care of those things and being respectful to neighbors, we do have those things in place, and we will be enforcing them. So
good.
Wanted to put that out there. It shouldn't be a surprise.
Good. Thank you, Chief.
Good. Also, back to the golf carts. You guys think about it. In our next meeting, we'll decide if we want to do a trial period. Like that was a good idea, and see how it works, you know.
Yeah, we can always go back, yeah.
That way you don't rush right into it, so be thinking about it.
Thanks.
That all you got?
Yes, that's all I have.
Accounts and Finance. You have anything, Tom?
The thing I have is that the sales tax 3 months previous increased by about $31,000 over last year. Once again, due primarily to the internet sales. And that's all I have.
Okay. Thank you. We'll move down to unfinished business. We have one item. The resolution granting the Chief of Police retirement health benefits.
Motion to approve Resolution 2022-5, a resolution granting Chief of Police retirement health benefits.
I'd make that motion.
Second it.
Motion been made and second. Any discussion? Call the roll.
Wise?
Yes.
Ballinger?
Yes.
Edmonds?
Yes.
Buchanan?
Yes.
Srilik?
Yes. We'll move down to new business. We're going to place a couple items on file. One is the MTF summer maintenance for $100,000, and the other one is a facade grant for 122 North Center Street in the amount of $11,770. At the close of that, I'd get a motion to go into closed session.
I'd make that motion.
Wait a minute. Motion to hold a closed session for approval of closed session minutes and employment of employee.
I'll make that motion.
I'll second.
Call the roll.
Ballinger?
Yes.
Edmonds?
Yes.
Buchanan?
Yes.
Wise?
Yes.
Srilik?
Yes.